Blog Talk Radio.
It is time to step into the tippy zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, with confidence, control, and awareness. And today, we are focusing on controlling your life. To control your life means having the tools. And the tools can be physical, they can be emotional or mental. But who doesn't want a tool to make life easier, to save money, and to be much less frustrated? So today, our guest, John Stenn, has invented a tool that is sure to make your life much easier and much less frustrating. For sure make my life much easier, much less frustrating. It's called the Parking Ticket Terminator. The Parking Ticket Terminator is a great name for this, and you'll find out in a few minutes why. How would you like it if you never got another parking ticket again? How would life feel if you knew that you wouldn't get another ticket? How would you feel if you knew confidence, if you confidently knew that this tool, that with this tool in your hands, parking tickets are a thing of the past? Would that make you feel better? Or would it make you feel more confident? Because it would definitely make me feel better. It would make me feel much better, especially in New York City. Because New York City is one of those cities that if you drive a car, you can pretty much rest assured that you will walk away with at least one parking ticket. And so I really would like to thank you, John Stenn, for joining us today and for working so hard to bring us this Parking Ticket Terminator. I love that name. Welcome, John, and thank you.
Hey, Tippy, how are you?
I'm great now that you're here with that Parking Terminator, because in New York, that's one companion I want with me at all times. And we're going to explain what that is, and I will explain to you why I'm so happy that I found you. But I'll tell you the fact is that one of those things that everybody has gone through is the pain of getting a ticket. And getting a ticket sometimes means when we know that we're going to, or we take a chance on something or something like that. But with what you're talking about, I think things are about to change unless they make it illegal. So first of all, with a name like Parking Ticket Terminator, why don't you explain what that means?
Well, you know, as you just stated, living in New York, I mean, this is a mega capital of parking regulations. And to deal with this, just about everywhere you go can be a real problem and a real hassle. So I wanted to come up with a name that basically says what the product and or the app does, you know. So it took a little while to actually settle on that name. And it's a little bit of a long name. It's not like some of the big technology companies like, you know, Apple or Microsoft, you know, when you hear some of the other apps that are out there, when you hear Parking Ticket Terminator, it takes a little while to say it. But I wanted it to say exactly what it does. So so there's no confusion about, you know, if you see that name, oh, there's a product out there or service that's doing just that, helping to end parking ticket tickets. So.
Yeah, it is. It definitely says exactly what it is, which Apple does not and AT&T does not. They kind of made Apple mean what it meant just by the slogan and the logos and all the public relations that they went into it. The word Terminator is really powerful, and a parking ticket Terminator is really a little bit awkward, like you said. It is long and it is awkward, but it does, with those three words, you know exactly what you're dealing with. So so it's a great idea in that sense, that even if it's not, it's going to end up being called the Terminator.
No, don't say that. It actually can't because of copyright issues and everything.
You can't use it, but people can say anything they want. It's not illegal to say Terminator if people say it. You cannot use it in your literature, probably, because you will get sued. But John, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you come up with this parking ticket Terminator? Where were you coming from? What happened?
Well, I was born in New York, so I've always been around parking. You know, even where I grew up, there was an alternate side of the streets and regulations, and people would double park and forget to move their car even after they double parked. And, you know, they may have avoided a ticket at the beginning of a regulation, but at the end of the regulation, they ended up with a ticket anyway. So, and then, you know,
how is that?
Well, you can move your car at the beginning of a regulation, and if you park your car or if you double park it, some streets and areas allow you to do that. But when the regulation is over, you need to move your car out of that double parked position. And if you don't do that, they're going to give you a ticket for double parking.
That makes sense. Oh, so you're saying that when the regulation says that you cannot park your car for 2 hours on the right side and you double park, that's legal? You can actually do that?
Some places, some neighborhoods let you get away with that, yes.
So it depends on the person that's patrolling the neighborhood, that's giving out tickets in the neighborhood?
It's interesting, saying it like that. I think it just depends on the neighborhood and what has been the norm there. So,
I see.
You know, people will know that they could get away with double parking, but they better move their car when it's over. You know, so if it's between 1 and 2, at 2 o'clock, you better remember to move your car because they're going to come around and give you a ticket for double parking.
I see. So it's a double sword. You're going to get a ticket somehow. They're going to get you one way or another.
Right. And that's one of the things I put kind of like I tried to make that automatic on my app, which is to alarm the beginning of the regulation and or the end of the regulation. So you could get an alarm at both times, you know, to remind you that, all right, I need to move the car because the regulation's starting, and I need to move the car because the regulation is ending, you know. So it kind of made it a quick thing.
Okay, so you're getting now into the features of what it is,
and we don't even know that
it's an app yet.
Which
is a great feature.
I was always interested in technology, and you know, I got some of the early computers that first came out, messing around with programming, and I loved all the gadgets that came out, and you know. It was just natural to say, why isn't there something to deal with parking regulations? And I have to be honest.
It was natural. I'm sorry, but that wouldn't be a natural thing for me to say. But obviously for you, it was like a natural an answer. Like, why isn't there something for this? It makes sense. Growing up in New York, being around people that get tickets and seeing how happy they are every time they get one. Mm-hmm. I guess for you, it would seem like a natural thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many little, we're living at a remarkable time because of all the electronics that have exploded during the past 25 years, you know, and so to see just like a gadget for this, a gadget for that, this type of alarm clock, that type of alarm clock, this type of cooking thing that makes your life easier in the kitchen, you know. It was just that the idea came to me that, you know, I'm getting tickets and I need to, you know, why isn't there something for this to help with this, you know. So, mm-hmm. and
Which
that's really where that.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea, and it's a really great idea. So basically, you came out, you said to yourself, something's got to be done about this. I have an idea, and that's when you created what you call the Parking Ticket Terminator, which is really an app on any device.
At this time, it's a beta version app for the iPhone. Not on any device yet. I didn't get to the other phone services and models yet. So.
Okay. So right now it's an app on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, that's an app that is supported by the iPhone. And we'll talk about the app itself and what status it is in a minute. But mm-hmm. basically we're talking about an app, which is such a great idea because you have those maps where they give you alerts where there's a camera or a speed trap. But now you have an app. And so over here what you say is that every time you use the parking ticket terminator on the street, you help other drivers in your area, and you actually make a difference in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. And
exactly.
And so
other people will be able to search what you've done, mm-hmm. you know, anonymously. You're anonymous. It's not like they're tracking you. But
right.
they could see on a map that, oh, somebody entered a regulation here. And the moment, the minute it takes you to put that in, that's going to be saved to the database where other people could come by and that'll just show up for them. And they could rate it and update it, actually, because parking regulations can change. So they could, mm-hmm. you know, give you a thumbs up for that. And other people would say, oh, that's correct information, and or they could give it a thumbs down and put their own updated information in there. So it's one way where hopefully the database stays current.
Right. So that way people can actually keep it current as they go along, so you don't have to mm-hmm. keep updating it yourself. Everybody can contribute. It's kind of like it actually becomes a game, doesn't it?
Well, it's crowdsourcing. You know, it's crowdsourcing the information. I've done several neighborhoods myself in testing the app. So it's really beautiful to see all the data in there and available for people to use. So.
Yeah, it's got a lot of features that you thought of them as you went along, or was... When you first came up with the idea.
So basically, you know, that's a little bit of a story in itself there. Once I left my mother's house and I moved out to my own apartment in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. I didn't have a car at that time. But then eventually, after a couple of years, I ended up getting a car. I ended up getting married. I ended up meeting a guy called Robert Goodall, who's someone I think you have heard of before. Maybe not everyone else, but and then we ended up moving to this one area of Bay Ridge that was like on a cusp. If you could draw like a cross. And in this corner was a whole different set of regulations. On the other corner was another set of regulations. Mm-hmm. And on each of the four sides were different regulations. Now,
wow.
I'm working two jobs. The kids are coming along, and they never slept, so I'm exhausted. Now I got to remember where I parked the car and which regulations I'm dealing with. And it was crazy. I was getting ticket after ticket after ticket. And that could really break a budget, you know. If you're on a monthly budget, you know, if you get a few parking tickets, there goes your couple extra dollars that you might have used for something else. So it was really, really crazy.
Or your entire salary.
Yeah. It could really hurt, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck, which with the little ones, that was the case for a while there, you know. Mm-hmm. And It was very difficult. So I, dealing with this, you know, I had this idea. I spoke to my wife about it, and she always supported everything I did. God bless her. And
yes.
then, you know, while living out there, I ended up meeting a friend of mine now called Robert Goodall. And
who is Robert Goodall? We're gonna have to find that out in a minute. But right now you're
great
getting
motivator.
Out of your, yeah. So right now you're getting out of your regulation hell, and he came up with this idea. I've got to find a way out of this regulation hell. What do I do? So what do you
mm-hmm.
do?
So actually, I started drawing. I had like some early drawings of ideas for a clock that would be on your, you know, your bedroom dresser or in your mm-hmm. kitchen that would work almost a little bit like the app would work. And then it evolved into, you know, something a little bit more. And then, I had a lot of the features that are on the app now outlined. And then I said, what am I going to do with this? What do you know? So first thing I thought of was to try to get a patent on it. And I ended up calling a few people, and it was really weird. And I don't know whatever happened, but the one patent lawyer I called, he turned mm-hmm. around and said to me he wouldn't be able to take this on because he just got a guy in that had a similar idea. I'm like, what? At the same time, I got it?
Yes, it's very interesting because that happens a lot. I was just reading about that, how our energy, and like I said, when we opened the show, I said how we are really all one, and that's one of the things that always comes up in every show. I have no idea how. But the fact is that there's, when you think something, when you send out that energy, like a lot of the discoveries that people have done, they get discovered at different random parts of the world at the same time by different people who have never spoken to each other. So the possibility
Isn't it
of
crazy?
Somebody... because the truth of the matter is we are all connected. We just don't
mm-hmm.
know it yet. But I think with this planet right now is waking up to it. And I think once everybody comes to that realization, then we will be able to go to the next era, which is going to be a peaceful one, realizing that if one person on one part of the planet or anywhere else hurts another person, in essence, because we're all one, you're actually hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So once people realize that, we live in a different kind of world. But so this lawyer tells you that somebody else came up with this idea. Oh, my God, what did you do?
So I was freaking out. I just could not believe it. So I ended up going to another lawyer basically across the street and going down that path. I never knew how expensive that was going to be. It was scary expensive.
Lucky for you, you didn't know because you might not have done anything about it.
How do you like that? That would have changed the whole path I'm on right now, you know?
Exactly.
So,
So there are times where ignorance is bliss.
But, you know, like you, yes. and like you were just saying that, you know, energy goes out. I ended up... applying for a business incubator at Polytechnic University in downtown Brooklyn. And they accepted me into this business incubator, and I was floored. You know, I was so honored, and it was a wonderful, wonderful place to be with so many great people there supporting all new ideas and new businesses. And it was just beautiful. And, you know, I ended up meeting a very important person to the project, two important people. And one of them was a lawyer that came in, a patent lawyer that wanted to help the businesses that were there for free, basically, because we were
wow.
in part of Poly, and that was where he went to school. So
wow.
Mr. Ney was an angel that came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around and said, he said, does anyone need help? And I said, I need help. Because, you know, if you understand the process of getting a patent, which I didn't at the time.
Which I do. But, unfortunately, a lot of people don't. But it is a very long, very difficult process.
Yes. And, you know, my original lawyer wrote back, and he sent me back the patent, the first application, and everything was crossed out in red.
Wow.
And I was like, Hamina, what are you doing?
Now what?
So now we're not going to get anything. And, you know, Mr. Knave of Poly comes in, and he is like a knight on a horse coming to save the day. And he's like, oh, that's nothing. That just happens all the time, and we could fix this. I was like, oh, yeah?
Thank you.
Here you go. You know, so there's the energy, you know. That was a
blessing.
And he's always been a blessing. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically what you're saying is when you call for the angels and somehow at some level you were saying, please help me, God or universe or whatever you believe in, and all of a sudden you start taking action, which, by the way, I know this question is screaming in my brain, so I'm assuming that a lot of people will want to know what that is. What is a business incubator?
A business incubator is something that's started by a municipality or a college,
mm-hmm.
and or together, or a business mm-hmm. improvement district. And what they do is they create a space that new businesses and people with ideas can apply to, and mm-hmm. they will give you a small working office. I mean, could be the size of a closet, but at least it's an office, you know?
Right.
And they might set up a dozen or so people. Some incubators are bigger or smaller. And they will give you also access to, like in downtown Brooklyn at Polytechnic University, I had access to students who were looking for internship-type jobs with new
mm-hmm.
companies, and they would make we would have to pay a small salary to that, you know, a small fee to the business incubator. And then the kids would get paid for that time. But they're also learning and bringing in some of the expertise that they're picking up in their classes. So,
right.
And that's where another very, very important person came into play with this idea, which is Gautam Punjabi. He's a student from India, and he was a born leader and just wonderful, wonderful person. And
mm-hmm.
it was another angel came from someplace else, you know.
Uh-huh.
So Gautam really threw a lot of his time into this, into the project at that time, and helped me work with the other kids that I was bringing on, and you know, it was really very business minded as well, because his family experience back in India and everything. So besides technology and project management, he was just a world of knowledge. Very
wow.
wonderful person.
Wow.
So,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How the right person from a totally different part of the planet happens to march into your life once you start working on it and applying yourself towards it. Even though you don't have a clue how you're going to get there. It's not, yeah. You know, even though I know the way it is, and I know that it's true, it still blows my mind every time it happens. Like, wow, can you believe that? Yes, I know we're all connected, but can you believe that this happened? Yes, all the time. It's just really a great feeling to get a confirmation of that fact. That
mm-hmm.
when we work together and we work in harmony, magic always happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you worked on it, and now you have what is called the Parking Ticket Terminator, which is an app that is actually functional and actually working, and there's a lot of benefits. It's not just about parking tickets. You have zip code parking tips, you have parking alerts, you have a meter timer, you have mark a spot, and I have to tell you, mark a spot, I can find my car. I cannot tell you how many times I was involved and I could not find my car. I remember one time I literally had to go with a cart for like an hour and a half to find where my poor car was. You have expiration notices, calendars, zip code traffic, attorneys, settings. You have so much more than just parking tickets. You have parking regulations, of course, calendars, expiration notices. You have people go 30 days before they even realize that the registration expired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a ticket for that.
Then
you get exactly, and you get another ticket for that. So it's become a lot more than just a parking ticket terminator.
Right.
And then I also see that you have a game. How did a game come out of it? The parking ticket game arcade.
What ended up happening is, as we were in development and technology was changing, so we originally started to build what I would call a keyring model of the parking ticket terminator that would be a separate standalone unit that you would put on your keyring and also attach to a computer. And then I brought this in front of some angel investors. And that's actually a scary experience to go in the shark tank, so to speak. and I was sitting there, and it was my turn to present, and the one man started screaming at me. I was like, oh, my goodness, is this what this is like? He's holding up one of the first smartphones in his hands. He's saying, I don't want this keyring model. I don't think this is going to work. Everything's going on this phone. So, and then I was just like sitting there, I'm like, okay, you know, going back to the drawing board, you know, but now this is starting to get expensive. So, two little things I wanted to try to put together was a game, a question and answer game that would teach people about parking regulations, and you could mess around with them, and, you know, it had five levels, and it just gets harder and harder. Basically, each level we would add signs on. So, like, in Manhattan, you can go on some streets and there's like four or five parking signs you have to look at before you could figure out if you could park here, you know. And since then, they made it a little bit easier. But at one time, you would have four or five parking signs to look at before you could say, all right, it's okay to park here now. And so that would be like a level five type of question. I would give you, say, today is Friday at 12 noon. Here are your five signs. Can you park here now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you park here in an hour? Could you park here tomorrow at 3 o'clock? You know, so it would be like different questions, you know, and to really make you look at the signs and get used to, like, figuring out all of that information. So the game was supposed to be created to go online or sell a CD version of it, like, say, in Staples or the auto stores, and hopefully fund building the app. But in that sense, the universe was very tough because so many things went wrong with all the different projects. You know, I found good people to help me along the way, but it's always been climbing Mount Everest.
We'll have to talk about that and show you how to shave the mountain down a little bit.
We'll put an elevator on.
Because at the end
it.
Of the day, you have to. Yeah, at the end of the day, we do have to realize that how much of it is our own programming, and going against our own programming is sometimes very difficult. And sometimes when we see a mountain in front of us, it might look really big to you, and I could stand next to you and see a completely different picture because my programming is different. And sometimes
right.
just changing one little premise can change everything for you. But
mm-hmm.
even in spite of all that, and like every great successful man ever said, that without failure after failure after failure, success really never existed. So you might see it as a failure, but it's really only steps towards success. So things will always go wrong. The biggest, most successful people financially and otherwise have always found that the only reason they succeeded is because they were able to handle the blocks
mm-hmm.
or what some people call the failures. So it's really not a mountain. It's just a road. Just one little road, that's it. No big deal. But at the end of the day, with all those, you still came up with all the information that you needed. You came up with all the things that you wanted on it, plus a lot of things that you didn't know you wanted. And what is the status now? Where do you stand now? Can I go park my car and start playing?
Well, right now we're still in, we're actually, since a month or so ago, we're switching servers. And we're kind of updating some of the features on the app. So at this mm-hmm. time, it's not really available, but it will
mm-hmm.
be soon. So
do we have an
and hopefully it'll end up being a little bit better because I'm such a tinkerer to try to put an idea out there, which I guess is exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And in beta testing it, this is good. I need something more here. Take this off, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, learning the technology, and, you know, I'm not necessarily a programmer. I've learned so much along the way, but you're always depending on programmers to follow through and do the right thing. And that's a huge, huge frustration.
Mm,
it's
yes,
such a huge frustration
yes.
that you would not believe.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to find a good person to help me take care of my mom. I know exactly what it's like to find one little golden nugget amongst the entire slew of hay.
I've been up crying literally
mm-hmm.
to say that I have to try to find somebody else to work on this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have
yes.
the internet and the whole world
mm-hmm.
to look at. And
yes.
where do you start?
But there aren't that many. There aren't that many competent people. Not because they're not capable. Every person is capable of being very competent. But what I find is that most people just don't have the capability of being consistent, of just doing what they say they're going to do. They have a hard time with that, and that's the most frustrating when you try to really be creative and be on time and do things consistently. It's difficult, but I know you're going to find it. I know you can. Do you have an estimate of when this might go live? What's your goal right now?
Probably in the spring sometime. We should have it at least back up and where people can use it, but we'll always be working on updating the features and getting feedback from people and trying to make it, you know, hone it down to this is exactly what people want, this is exactly how people like it to work, and
mm-hmm.
you know, well, it's an ongoing process, so. And
so
it's
we're
a lot
talking
of fun
about
too,
it.
You know, and
yeah.
without the problem of dealing with, you know, so many programmers and this and that, and affording it all, and working extra jobs to pay for the bills to do this, it's a blast. I mean, I love doing it. You know, I love being in there. You know, making this thing better and seeing what people think. It's such a exciting process. So
yeah, it is. It's very, very exciting. So we're looking forward to about April or so in the spring that this will go live again, and you will come back and tell us all about it. So anybody that is interested and anybody that wants to know more about it, if you follow on top, you will be given an update, not just in the spring, but we're going to want to know what's going on in about a month or two with you and how it's going. And also, if there's anything that you can contribute and help in making this come around quicker or sooner, then you're also welcome to leave a comment below. I think in order to do that, you have to follow so that you can give us your feedback and so that we can give you information. It's definitely going to be something that we're going to be looking out for, because we're always looking for things that make life easier, and parking tickets do not make life easier, on the contrary. So if we can terminate that out of your life by having fun, training yourself to look at the regulations, I found that one of the things in New York, more than other cities, is when you really park your car, you really don't always know what the regulations are. And that's what happened to me. I parked my car last week, and I got out of the car. It was a private parking lot for a store. But before I walked into the store, I noticed somebody standing on the corner selling something that looked really shiny, like a shiny new toy that I wanted. And I walked over there kind of hypnotized to look at it. And as I was looking at it, I turned around. Literally 5 minutes, my car was on a tow truck. And I'm looking at the tow truck, and I'm saying, that car looks awfully familiar.
Oh, no.
I wonder what sucker already has his car. And I'm looking again. And, of course, my car is different than all the other cars in New York, because not only is it not that common, but it also has California plates. And I'm looking, I'm like, this car also has California plates. And, of course, within 60 seconds, I realized it was my car. And I have to tell you, I was not having fun at all.
Oh, no.
I chased them down.
Could have done what some people have done. They jumped up in their car and tried to drive it off the tow truck.
Very tempting to do that. And so that's life in New York. As it turned out, if I had your app, I would definitely have pointed out that this tow truck is parked across the street, always waiting for people to do that. His job is literally to sit in his truck and wait for people to do exactly what I did, because it's very difficult to figure out that this is what's going to happen there. And I would definitely let people know, because I was even tempted on taking my car and parking behind the tow truck and just telling people that parked there, running out before he runs out and letting him know.
That's how upset I was. You're doing exactly what the app is meant to do, to help people. You wanted to do it already.
Yeah, I was tempted to do it, but who has the time to sit around all day? This guy gets paid for it, obviously. He makes a lot of money.
Right.
All he needs is two tows a day, and he's got his weekly income. So,
because there are many different groups around that have tried to help people and change regulations to make it easier, or to actually do what you said to, you know, there's a group called Robin Hoods of New Hampshire, and they try to walk around ahead of the ticketing officer and put quarters in the meter before they could write a ticket. So, you know, talking about who has time to do that, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that are angry at this, you know.
Of course.
And it's very emotional to someone giving you a ticket or see your car getting towed away. There's a lot of frustration, anger, you know, the hassle it's going to be. We're all on such tight schedules. Who has time to, like, you know, chase down a car or go to a tow pound, take out money, pay for that whole thing, and then get back on with your life? And, you know, It's just very,
because
very
difficult. Because the signs were not clear over there, or somebody takes down a sign, it doesn't matter, you're still going to get a ticket. If the sign is meant to go 100 meters down and you think it's going 50 meters and you park on the tip of it, you can get a ticket, which I have gotten bus stop tickets because I wasn't far enough. There's so many different things that you don't look at, and you really don't feel that you deserve a ticket because you pay the stupid 25 cents, you feed those meters, you feed them, you pay taxes, you pay property tax, you pay so much money to the government, and for them, it feels like you're being sucked dry, which really you are, and the tolls, oh my God, and there's so much money that they take from you, so this, if there's any way to avoid it, then of course, I don't see any reason why anybody would not want to. So I know that anybody that listens to this is going to be breathlessly waiting for you to finish it. So if there's any kind of help that you need somewhere between then and now, or specifically that you're having a specific issue, then definitely let me know. I will post it, and then we will have you come and announce it and make sure that if anybody does know anybody that can help you, that they can definitely help you complete it, because we do want to see this operating on every iPhone and on every other phone too.
Great. Well, not more than I do too. it's a lifelong effort here, it seems, you know. And it's interesting to even say that, because some people said, you know, why are you pursuing this? You know, what's one of the reasons behind this idea, this business idea? I said, well, when I started this 10 years or so ago, it's a problem. And guess what? It's still a problem. And people are still dealing with this. And so
more of a problem.
It's just a sense of, like, you know, people need tools and things that help them solve problems of life. You know, that's why you have an alarm clock or you have the tools that you use to fix things. You know, they're problem solvers, and this is one of those that, you know, as long as there's parking tickets, parking ticket terminators should be there for every driver everywhere.
Yes,
so,
yes,
you know?
Exactly, yes.
And it is
and
worldwide, you know?
Yes, yes, and if anybody tells you that they want to drive and they don't want the parking ticket terminator, they're lying. No question about it. They're just not honest either with themselves. They're either in self-denial or in denial because, well, you know, if you want to go around and just pay for tickets, then I guess it's your right to do that also. There's always that. But it sounds like you have an amazing future with this. It sounds like you're going to be the next Zuckerman of the parking lord, the parking lord of the Zuckerman generation. Because it's definitely something that once people get a hold of it, they're not letting go. There's no question about it. So I really, on behalf of all those people, of the thousands of dollars and frustrations that you're going to avoid, I really would like to thank you for taking that much time and effort, because if you didn't, this would probably never happen, at least not the way it's happening now. So the question of who's Robert Goodhall, since you mentioned him twice. Anybody wants to hear about Robert Goodhall, he did come onto my program a few weeks ago. We did a program for Toastmasters. So there's a link. If you scroll down on all the shows, you'll see a link from a few weeks ago for Toastmasters, and then you'll hear Robert Goodhall. He was on that program with the Toastmasters. He was helping me playing host. Kind of threw me totally off. But Robert Goodhall basically is the guy that introduced us. And he's a big supporter of yours, and he's a big supporter of mine. And he's just such an amazingly giving person. And he's such a breath of fresh air in this world that I can understand why you couldn't help yourself but to mention him, because he's just an amazing person. And, you know, it doesn't come along every day.
No, he's a very unique person. So
yes.
when I moved out to Bay Ridge, I ended up meeting Rob in the neighborhood, and we hit it off right away. And not realizing anything about him, you know, it's very easy to open up with Rob and, you know, share what's going on in life and everything. And I shared this idea that I had with him. And, you know, the more and more I think of it, it's probably because of him that I probably followed through with this, because he loved it. He understood it. And he's like that cheering section that you need, you know, go for it, go for it. You could do it, you know? And he has always been that way with everyone, everybody's ideas that, you know, that are brought before him. He's such a inspirational person that way. So I've known him over 10 years now.
Wow.
He's still hanging in there with pushing this project through, and he's given so much of his time actually to this project, and helping me talk through business plans and talk about developers and you know, every aspect of this. Any way he could add to it, he has helped. So
yes,
wonderful person.
I have to tell you how I met Robert Goodhall. It would really kind of tie in with what you're doing. I met him in Bay Ridge, and we were in a restaurant, and I don't have to tell you how easy it is to park in Bay Ridge. Only 45 minutes later, with half of my hair turned white, I finally found a parking spot. 25 minutes late, I come marching in, and I met him, and we were sitting and talking, and as we were about to leave, I go, oh, my God, I have no idea where I parked my car, because I was going crazy trying to find a parking. I don't know the area. Robert ran outside, grabbed somebody that he knew, and he literally put me in his car, and me and him drove around. It didn't take too long, and we did find the car. So that's how I met him. That's what happened the night I met him. And that's the kind of person that he is. When he sees someone needs anything, he's right there taking care of it, not asking too many questions, doing what he has to do. And I love that. And that's really something that anybody that should really do, follow his example, and the world will be so much better place.
Yeah, I mean, he's helped so many people.
He knows
how to do and fix a lot of things. And there's been times when I called him up and he's been over someone's house whose pipe busted, and he's helped fix the pipe and drain the water out, and you know, so many different things. It's unbelievable. I don't know how he has the energy to do all of this.
And that's what keeps you young. So we're going to go back to your games and all that stuff. And one of the websites, and I'm going to put a link right below with all the websites because we're running out of time. So one of the websites that you have is www.parkingticketgame.com. You can go ahead and check that out, and that will give you a lot of the different things that are happening and what the game is going to be like. And then there's another one that is called parkingticketgame.com. Same name. I also am going to put links to Facebook and to Twitter and to all the other social network that you have. So if anybody's interested, all you have to do is go right here below. You can leave your own comment of what you think about it, but you can also click on the link, and that way you'll check it out. You can also get updates that way and find out what the next story is. Also, if there's anything that you want to do to help, and if you have any expertise, you can go and click on the contact right on top. And I guess then you can contact John, and John will get in touch with you and find out if there is something that you can do to expedite it and make it happen faster.
Cool.
And, John, we really thank you, and we really are looking forward to seeing this happen. And we are running out of time, so before we do close up, is there anything else that you would like to say about the Parking Ticket Terminator or anything else that you think would be helpful?
Just, you know, to dedicate your life to helping people or tackling a problem is a wonderful way to go through life, you know, try to make people's lives easier and less painful, more affordable. You'll meet many great people along the way. Two other names I would love to mention is Paul Schell. He's been wonderful graphic designer and also business advisor. And the people who programmed this from Brian's, that was the name of the company at that time, he may have changed it, wonderful people there that helped get this beta version going. So, just sticking to it and moving forward one day at a time, you know, and trying to make it all come together.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. I'm going to read something here from the parkingticketgame.com. The first thing you understand about Parking Ticket Terminator on Street Now app is it works on a GPS zip code location. That means the shared information you see from other users is location-based. If you happen to be on the border of a zip code, you may see information that was available on one block switch to a different set of information. You can always do a search of zip code information. So basically, the reason I'm reading that is because when you go on the app, it's location. You just put in your location of where you are, and that location will let you know that all the information that you need to know about regulation. And that's how I wanted to let you guys know there's so much more to this app. I'm not going to read everything, but this, I'm very, very, very excited about it, and I really, really cannot wait until we get it. And I also want to officially, John, invite you to our Toastmasters meeting. And I want to make it official, and I want to make it here, because once you get there, you'll understand why I'm inviting you, but I think it would be something that you would love and you would appreciate and you would learn a lot from. And I am in awe of all the work that you did. I do know what it takes to do the copywriting, the patent protection, and all that stuff. I know how complicated it is, and I know how little people really volunteer to help in that scheme of things. And they give you the wrong information. It's just such a nightmare of a maze to go through. I've gone through it a couple of times, and it wasn't that much easier the second time around, which tells you usually the second time it's easier. It wasn't. So it just lets you. They don't make it easy for you. They really do not.
No.
And so thank you so much for going through all that. Thank you so much for joining us here on Tippy Talk. We are definitely looking forward to seeing you again really soon. And I know that we're going to be hearing lots of great things. Yes, John.
I have to thank you so much for this honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it. And it's
a joy
to share all of this with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I know we will be hearing lots of stuff and lots more stuff. And especially at the end of the line, we're going to have a little book that tells us on this journey that you have gone through when this is live and everybody on the planet is raving about it and wanting to hear
Imagine
your story.
That.
No, I know that will happen. Imagine that. And everybody will want to know your story. How did it start? How is it going? And where is it going to end up? In everybody's hands, like you said. So that sounds like a really amazing thing. I want to wish you a very, very happy New Year and a very wonderful evening. And to all my listeners, happy New Year to you too. We are hoping that next year is going to bring amazing things to everybody's life. Anywhere that there is anything interesting, anything that you might need, we will be there. We will be on top of it for you and for the rest of the world. Until then, John, have a magical journey.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.